just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
The spiritual life is the journey of consciousness. We move from human consciousness to the angelic consciousness. The physical doesn't move, but the spiritual has the potential to transcend the lower planes and move towards the higher. All religions, almost all, have accepted the presence of angels. Angels, they are beings of light. They are not physical, material beings. But they are spirits. They have childlike innocence. Childlike, not childish. There's a difference. One is to become childish, which is a sign of immaturity. Another is to become innocent, like a child. That childlike innocence is the mark of angels. So angels are spirits. Angels are non-material beings. Angels are messengers of God. They travel between higher plane to lower plane. They are well-wishers. They are meek. They are modest. To stay in that angelic consciousness keeps you above the plane of body consciousness. And the more you move up, all those things that disturb you on the earth would not disturb you anymore. Because you are staying in some higher dimension. The problems are always at the lower levels. As you climb the ladder, of spiritual ascension. The lower things don't disturb you anymore. On the earth, there is a traffic. There are bondages. There are laws of the earth, laws of the land. There are chains, prisons, cages, illusions. Everybody is living in the world of illusion. The goal of spirituality is to break all the illusions. But what we do is we shift from one illusion to another illusion. A man loves a woman. She deceives. Now he loves another woman. Then she deceives. The deception continues. The object of deception changes. And if somebody comes to break your illusion, you don't like that person. Friedrich Nietzsche has said somewhere, if you break somebody's illusion, that person will never forgive you. He will think of you as his enemy. In one highway, in the busiest road of New York, one man was standing on the road and there was so much traffic, and because of him the traffic was jammed, and he was behaving as if he is riding a boat, and the people were disturbed. What is this man doing? A man alighted from his car, angrily walked towards this man and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I am riding my boat." The man said, "But where is the boat?" The man who was riding that imaginary boat said, "Oh, there is no boat. So let me swim then." The illusion is that there is water and I am riding my boat. But when that illusion breaks, now there is no more boat, but the water is still there. So let me swim. There is no water, there is no boat. It is all mental. They say universe is mental. It is created by you. Everything is created by you. So we live in the world of illusions. And when that illusion is broken, we hang to another illusion. So our life is the battery of illusions, series of illusions, a sequence of illusions. We keep on shifting from one illusion to another illusion. And that keeps us trapped. The goal of spirituality is to break all the illusions. The goal of spirituality is awakening, complete wakefulness. Throughout the day, you should keep on repeating these words: wakefulness, alertness, attention, awareness, jagriti, smriti. That keeps you on the higher plane, because we have no attraction for vices. Rather, when we become unconscious, in that stage of unconsciousness, we are attracted towards things. When we are fully conscious, alert, awake, there is no question of any mistake there. There is no question of any attraction there. It is when we come down on a lower plane, we become unconscious, we go in sleep, God has come to break your slumber, the deep slumber, the deep sleep of forgetfulness, the slumber of oblivion. So yesterday we saw about not to get trapped in small things, limited things. This is the same Avyakt message, 27th August 2009. So there are many divine plays in the subtle world. The divine romance goes on. Uske baad Baba bole, yah group bhi bada bada hai. In bachcho ko bhi Baba vatan mein bulate hai. Bas Baba ka kehna aur sab ka emerge hona. Kya dekha ki yah group swastika ke roop mein bahut bade sundar roop mein khade ho gaye. सब बाबा को देख बहुत खुश हो रहे थे. बाप दादा भी हर एक को दृष्टि देते, स्वस्तिका रूप में जाए हर एक को दृष्टि दे रहे थे. और फिर ऊपर संगम पर चमकते हुए चबूतरे पर बैठ गए और सबको दृष्टि देते बोले, मीठे बच्चे, जैसे वतन में अपना फरिश्ता रूप अच्छा लग रहा है, ऐसे स्थूल वतन में कर्म करते भी फरिश्ते रूप में हर कर्म करेंगे. तो आपके अंदर संकल्प है कि अब तो ब्रह्मा बाप समान और संपूर्ण बनना ही है, वह सहज बन जाएंगे. सिर्फ इस संकल्प को बार बार दृढ़ करो और चेक करो, चेंज करो, बस फिर तो सब दिल ही दिल में खुशी में झूमते हुए दिल से बोल रहे थे कि हम नहीं बनेंगे तो कौन बनेंगे. बाप दादा भी हर एक बच्चे को उमंग उत्साह में देख खुश हो रहे थे. सो ऑल वर इमर्ज्ड इन द सटल वर्ल्ड एज इफ दे आर एंजल्स. And Baba said, just as you are experiencing your angelic form here in the subtle world, in the angelic world, so also when you go down on the in the corporeal world, there also feel, experience your angelic form. It is the practice of angelic consciousness. Angels, as I said, are beings of light. They are not males or they are not females. They are genderless. The very animalistic instinct of sensual attraction goes away the moment you are situated in that consciousness. They are beyond genders. To live in that angelic consciousness all the time, angels are beings of light. Nothing can make them heavy. Angels, they come and they go. For them it is very easy to come, to give the message and then they go away. They don't stay there for a long time. Why? Because they are so light. They move away from this body, from the world of speech, from this role. They are energetic. Yes, they are energetic. The moment you become free from vices, you become energetic. The moment your body becomes free from all the toxins of food, you become energetic. Humanity is suffering from auto intoxication and food poisoning. This stage of auto intoxication has led to the stage of delirium and unconsciousness. And diseases and sickness. Angels are those who are free from diseases. Angels are those who are free from toxins. Angels are those who are free from impurity. Angels are those who are free from desire. They enjoy food freedom. Angels are Brahmacharis. Angels are meek. They are modest. So it is the perpetual churning of that angelic consciousness that keeps you on the higher plane. The moment you come down, you become unconscious. And in the state of unconsciousness, whatever you do, whatever you speak, whatever you think, everything takes you towards vices. Everything takes you towards death. So the journey is not about fighting with vices. It's not about waging a war against darkness. people keep on making pledges, oaths. From today onwards, we will do this. From today onwards, we will do that. I will not become angry from today onwards. This is useless. Such oaths, promises will not help. You never promise that from today onwards, I will not pass through this wall. You never make such promises. Because you have full understanding that it is stupidity to pass through the wall when the door is open. So increase the understanding to that level. This augmentation of understanding is called awareness. Increase your awareness more and more, more and more. Then you don't require all those promises and all things. Reach a stage of purity where lust becomes impossibility. Reach a stage of health where sickness and illness become impossibility. Everybody lives in the stage of fear. Such and such thing should not happen to me. I should not become sick, ill. But you are living the life of unconsciousness. Break your illusions, your delusions. You know, these are the two words in psychiatry. Illusion and delusion. Neurosis and psychosis. Illusion, delusions. Neurosis is mild depression. Upset. It's little milder. Psychosis is major. Major depression, bipolar, schizophrenia. To put it in a comical way, they say that neurotic person is the one who built castles in the air. Psychotic is the one who stays in that castle. And psychiatrist is the one who takes the rent from both of them. So this understanding is very important. Whatever I am doing, that is not the stage of illumination. There should be a perennial search for light, an unceasing desire to know, to understand, to experience more and more and more. Don't stop anywhere. Whatever experiences you had till now, these are just the milestones. The destination is far away, here. The higher. This is the journey of light. We are moving from lesser light to higher light. We are moving from lesser consciousness to higher consciousness. This is the journey of angel. The angels in the making. So have that vision in front of you all the time. Baba says, keep the aim object. Your aim object is to achieve that highest plane of angelic consciousness while staying in this world. Stay in this world, but not. The world should not stay in you. You are in the crowd, but the crowd is not in you. This is a world of deception and corruption, and yet angels maintain their angelic innocence, childlike stage. So wake up. The goal of spirituality is to wake up. Just wake up. That's it. Because in the stage of heightened wakefulness, you cannot commit mistakes, blunders, sins. There will not be any heart pricks. The pricks of conscience will not disturb you. After the operation, the man asked the doctor, was my operation successful? The doctor says, sorry, my dear friend, I am Yamraj, the Lord of Death. He has already died and he doesn't know. Such deep stage of sleep. So Baba wants us to become angels. And what are the qualities and qualifications of angels? They are detached. They are light. They are messengers. They are meek. They are modest. They are. You know, Bible has mentioned 20 qualities of angels at different places. Angels are intelligent and wise. Matthew 24.35. Angels are patient. Samuel 14.20. They are meek. These are the references of Bibles. Numbers 11, 22-35. They can be joyful. In the chapter of Mark, chapter 8, verse number 38. Angels are modest. In the chapter of Mark, chapter 8, verse number 38. Angels are holy, pure. Mark, chapter 8, verse number 38. They are glorious. Mark, chapter 8, verse number 38. Angels are immortals. Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 7-10. They are mighty and powerful. In Revelation, angels are obedient. Angels have wills. Angels can be male, in some cases females. Angels are spirit bodies with limbs, eyes. Angels don't seem to need rest. Angels are tireless. They don't need rest. We need rest. Why? Because of the toxins in the body. When the body is free from all the toxins, you become tireless. You don't get tired at all. You don't need rest. When angels can be visible or invisible to us. Revelation chapter 8 verse number 13. John chapter 20 verse number 12. Hebrew chapter 13 verse number 2. Angels can operate in our physical realm. They can come here and they can operate. They can travel at an incomprehensible speed. The speed is very high. Angels can ascend and descend between earth and heaven. So, this ascension and coming up and going down is very easy for angels. So we should keep on practicing this, coming up and coming down. And one of the methods to do is, when you take breath, feel that you are in the body. When you inhale, when you exhale, you are out of the body. So let's practice. Inhale and you come into the body. Exhale and you move out of the body. Inhale and you are in the body. Exhale and you are out of the body. Angels can speak language. So there are so many things about angels given. So just sit in meditation. Focus on the breath, eyes closed. Take inhalation and exhalation. Imagine, feel. During inhalation, you are descended on this, in the middle of the forehead. And when you exhale, you move out. Start. Om Shanti.